This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. After years of planning, construction, debates, and political battles, the day is finally here. The Cincinnati Streetcar, now officially named the Cincinnati Bell Connector, is going to start service to the public at noon this Friday. Rides are going to be free throughout the weekend, and a variety of events will be held to commemorate the streetcar's first weekend of operation. Joining us for a preview of the Cincinnati Bell Connector's grand opening weekend are Cincinnati City Council member and Chair of Council's Transportation Committee, Amy Murray, and Cincinnati Metro Southwest Ohio Regional Transit Authority Public Relations Manager, Brandy Jones. You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Amy and Brandy, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Brandy, what's in store for us this weekend? What kind of events are we talking about here?
It's the big day. Friday, September 9th is the grand opening of the Cincinnati Bell Connector. We'll be holding a dedication event at 10:30 a.m. at Washington Park. So we're inviting the community to come out and join us for that, the big kickoff. And then the streetcar will open to the public for riding at noon.
And all the rides are free this weekend?
All the rides are free, thanks to some very special and generous sponsors. The weekend will be free to ride.
So what kind of hours is the streetcar going to be keeping for the grand opening? Is it going to be a 24/7 operation, or what kind of schedule do we have?
The streetcar will run according to the standard schedule.
Okay.
So that is Monday through Thursday, 6:30 a.m. to midnight, Friday, 6:30 to 1 a.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 a.m., and Sunday, 9 to 11.
How busy is this going to be?
We anticipate large crowds. What we've seen from other systems that had their launches, thousands have come out. So we're just so excited and looking forward to the whole community really coming out and enjoying all there is to experience along the route.
Yeah, I'd have to think if you looked at Kansas City's opening that they had back in May, how huge that was.
So, Mark, we've put together things all throughout downtown Cincinnati. So it's really a weekend that people should be able to come to downtown Cincinnati, to the banks, to over the Rhine, and enjoy all of the activities. So you can ride the streetcar, obviously, and it's free. And as Brandy said, we had some great sponsors that stepped up to pay for that, to make it free. But things like the Carol Ann Carousel down at the banks, that's going to be free all weekend. So that's a great place to go down to Smale Park. Your kids can ride the carousel. You can ride the carousel. There'll be different tours that we're going to have on the streetcars. And if you go to our Cincinnati website, so it's cincinnati-oh.gov, and on the first page, it shows the streetcar. And if you click on it, it gives you all the activities for the weekend. And you really have activities that could fill each and every day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And we have special things like mascots on Main, where we'll have mascots from some of the different universities and teams on the streetcar from 12 to 4 on Saturday. And then we have like a ride-along tour by the Cincinnati Architectural Foundation that will point out architectural parts of the city. So we have a lot of different specials on the streetcars. So I would really recommend that you go and look and see which ones you might be interested in, because some of the streetcars during the weekend will be highlighting like the murals that we have throughout the city.
But you're expecting a lot of people for this. How are you going to handle the crowds, Brandy?
Well, we're asking everyone to be patient. The streetcars will be running all weekend, so we're sure you're going to get a chance to get on. Also, if you're waiting and the lines seem a bit long, Metro is offering a free circulator during that weekend, and it will drive along the streetcar route. So you're welcome to hop on that at no additional charge to get to your next stop. If there's a station that may not have as long as a line, or you want to hop off and enjoy some of the festivities along the route, and then take the bus to get to another stop. So we're just asking everyone to come out, enjoy, have fun, and be a little patient with the long lines.
Are all the streetcars going to be in operation this weekend? I think there are what, six of them?
There's five streetcars total. We will have at least four in operation, hopefully a fifth.
Are all the streetcars painted the new Cincinnati Bell Connector colors?
Yes, they all got their wrap earlier this week. So they're all up and running with the new design.
Now, there's been a lot of training ahead of this, Brandy, as I understand correctly. The streetcar has been running, making test runs. What's the training been like for the operators, and how's everything gone during these test run sessions?
The testing has gone well. As you know, all the vehicles have complete their testing. We have our certification from the state of Ohio and from the Federal Transit Administration that our streetcar service is up and ready to run for passengers. So our operators have been out on the road and testing right now. They are still completing their pre-revenue service testing. So that means they are getting the chance to run the route every day according to the schedule, practice what they'll do when they make stops at the stations, and simulate what it'll be like to pick up passengers. So testing is finishing up, and we're ready to ride.
Yeah, how many operators do you have total?
There are 10 operators for the 5 vehicles.
Okay. 513-419-7100 if you'd like to join the conversation. Now, after this weekend, how much is it going to cost to ride the streetcar?
The streetcar will cost $1 to ride for 2 hours or $2 to ride for all day. And there will be multiple ways to purchase your pass. There are ticket vending machines at each of the 18 stations, so you could use those machines to purchase your ticket. Or recently, Metro launched a Cincy Easy Ride app, so you can purchase your streetcar and your Metro bus fare in the palm of your hand on your smartphones and tablets. So we're making it very easy to pay.
So there's actually an app for that.
There's an app for that.
Okay, very good.
And one thing to mention, too, is we had found founders cards that were sold maybe 2 years ago, and people bought them, and they're for either the first 7 days free ride or first 15 days. So I just want to make sure that people know, because they keep asking this, those cards start on Monday. So the free rides this weekend are free for everyone. So if people have the special cards or tokens, that starts on Monday.
And if you haven't gotten your card or token, there's still a few left. So hurry and get them online at the Metro's website, go-metro.com, as well as the city's website or at the Metro sales office. So there's a few of those left. They're really neat commemorative tokens and founder cards. So if you want to get your streetcar keepsake, hurry and get those.
You know, I talked with a reporter from Kansas City last week. He was talking about the grand opening for the KC streetcar. He mentioned that they've had like 700,000 rides since it opened. Now, I'm wondering what the expectations are for Cincinnati. I mean, it's a bit different in Kansas City because it's a free ride.
Kansas City is free every day, all day. So they've had quite a bit of ridership there. So what we've seen in other systems is when it is free ridership, and then when eventually you start charging, it's a bitter pill for people to swallow. And so I'm not sure how long Kansas will be able to keep it as free rides. But I think $2 for all day is a minimum cost.
Mm-hmm. 513-419-7100, and let's talk with Jim in, Fairfield. Hi, Jim.
How are you?
Good, thanks. Go right ahead.
I kind of have a question / suggestion. I do live in Fairfield, but I spend a great deal of time downtown because I'm an Uber driver. And my question is, there's a couple areas downtown, particularly like around 12th and Main, and down at the banks, where it could be just gridlock in certain hours of the late night, that I know is going to affect the streetcar. And what I'm wondering is, in those just certain spots, couldn't they just make it no parking so that there's a place for the drivers who are picking up and dropping off to get out of the way of the streetcar? You understand what I'm getting at?
Yes, so let me answer a few different questions there, Jim, if I can. First is, with the streetcar, we will have 2, 3, or 4 streetcars on the route at all times. So when it is more congested, we'll have more streetcars on the route so that they'll still be able to keep it 12 to 15 minutes. So people should be able to expect them on time. I understand for drivers it can be hard because you have to pull over, because if you're on the tracks, the streetcar can not get through and it will block it. So on 2nd Street, we have streetcar only lanes, and we've tried as hard as we can with transportation to really make it work so that people can pull over. Are you saying, as an Uber driver, that there's no spots along like the banks for you to pull over and pick someone up?
Well, right there by the ballpark, that, you know, where we're at, Jefferson Social and Tin Roof.
Yes.
And that, there's parking on both sides of the street. I've come there to drop off or pick up, and on one side of the street, I've had the police come out and say, you can't stop here, you have to stop on the other side. And I stop on the other side, another policeman comes out and says, you got to be on the other side, you know. And if there was no parking there, there would be a way for us to get out of the way. The other place is 12th and Main, which is can be terrible at certain hours. And again, just those couple blocks for those hours having no parking allows us to get out of the way of the streetcar.
So, Jim, here's two things I'd suggest. It's hard to do it on the radio, but feel free if you want to call my office, and that number is 352-3640. It's Amy Murray. And give us the exact information, because then we can look at it. And everyone that's listening, this is a project, and we're working on this. And so we'll really need communication from people that are out there driving, from Uber drivers, from the streetcar drivers, to let us know what issues there are, and then we'll have to make changes. So definitely there'll be traffic light changes. There'll be parking changes as we go along. So if people are out there, let us know any of your concerns, and we can look at those, because that's the only way we'll know if there are issues.
So the police and the city are going to be keeping a close eye on things.
Oh, we are keeping a close eye on everything, and we're really trying hard not to have to, like, tow people. And because if you park on the streetcar track, literally it can slow up the streetcars for hours, because if you can't get the car off. So we've really tried as a city to, maybe early on we issued tickets, and just friendly tickets, no money, but just saying, hey, please don't park here, please be careful. And then, you know, we had to up the enforcement a little bit and start charging, and now we're having to tow, because really it can interrupt the system for a long time. But we want to work with everyone so that it's a positive for everyone.
I would love to just take somebody from the city on a ride with me, and just, you know, so that you could see, you know, exactly what it is I'm talking about. Because, like I said, I'm not, just don't take this as a complaint against the streetcar at all. Mm-hmm. All I'm saying is that,
You're just concerned that introducing something new into the traffic flow is going to really alter things.
And Jim, I would love to come ride with you and see your experience and where these issues are. So please feel free to call my office, and I'd love to go and we can see what the issues are. I'm chair of the transportation department, so I need to know about these things.
Hey, Jim, thank you for the phone call.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. What should motorists be aware of? What kind of advice would you give them as the streetcar becomes part of the traffic flow?
Our biggest word of advice is just be patient with the streetcar. We know that it's stopping at each of the stops, but don't try to go around it. Don't try to cut it off. We don't want there to be any accidents or any injuries to individuals. So just use a little bit of patience there. Also, along the route, if you're parking, we have put up white lines indicating where your vehicles need to be parked completely inside of, to avoid your side mirrors becoming damaged or your car becoming sideswiped. So please adhere to those white lines and stay within them. And as we kind of mentioned, there are some spots along the route that are transit streetcar only lanes, and they are indicated with a streetcar symbol. So please do not drive in those lanes. And otherwise, just following some simple traffic laws and, you know, using a little bit of patience with the streetcar, there really shouldn't be any issues.
What about pedestrians? What should they consider?
Look and listen. Streetcars are very, very quiet. They run on electricity, so you may not always hear them coming, but they're always just around the corner. 12 to 15 minutes isn't very long for one to be coming up the track. So we've seen a lot of people with the texting and having their earbuds in. So we just keep trying to remind everyone to take out the earbuds, look up when you're crossing, and just make sure the streetcar isn't coming up the track, and don't try to dart out in front of it. It's not able to stop as fast as a regular car. So just use caution.
And as far as traffic lights, so the streetcars follow the same traffic lights as the cars do, right?
Yes, there are.
There are only certain spots where they've got their own system.
Yes, there's two spots along the route where the streetcar has signal prioritization. Tough word to get out.
That is. That is, Brandy.
And basically, the streetcar is coming from one side of the street to the other. So it gets the light to go to enable it to cross over to the other side of the street while the other vehicles have a red light. And that's along two spots along the route.
And I think what people have to do is be really careful, because when you're parked and it's all red lights, the streetcar can go on that red light because they have a special signal. And what's worrisome is if the streetcar is going right through three lanes of traffic, if you're stopped and you're to the right of the streetcar and you're daydreaming, hopefully not,
and you see it start to move.
And you see it start to move, you think you have the light and you start going.
How many times you do that when a car next to you starts to move and you go, wait.
Yes. So you're going to have to be really careful with the streetcar. And the drivers have been so cautious and careful. Whenever they start those turns, they're looking to make sure the cars are staying where they're supposed to. But for riders, you really have to be aware of those special traffic signals.
Yes, and our drivers have been ringing that bell. I'm sure everyone downtown is hearing that ding ding all the time. But they've been doing that, trying to alert pedestrians and vehicles that they are getting ready to move. However, they may not always ring that bell, so we do need to have them rely on just looking and listening and just being aware that the streetcar has some prioritization along certain of the streets and that is coming along the route.
And the other issues we've had too is when people are walking just in the street. So if you're walking or especially bicyclists, you can't put your tire right in where the streetcar is. When people try and go parallel to it, we've had people that have accidents with their bike tires falling into the streetcar tracks. So people really have to be careful when you're crossing those tracks.
What about some of the amenities on the streetcars, Brandy? I mean, is there Wi-Fi?
Right now, there is not Wi-Fi. However, amenities to our passengers, as we mentioned, biking. So now, because the streetcar is actually only one of two in the whole country that is a low-floor vehicle, you can roll on your bikes, a wheelchair, a stroller, carts, any wheel type of devices onto the streetcar without having to use the stairs or a lift. So it is 100% ADA accessible. So that's one neat feature that our riders will see right away. Also, they are very long, 77 feet. They can hold quite a bit of people, 154 to be exact. They can sit 38 seating and 116 standing. So quite a bit of people can get on. They're all climate controlled, so a nice, comfortable ride. It's very quiet. So it should really be an enjoyable experience for all of our riders.
And we're working on Wi-Fi throughout all of the city, so we're working on smart city technology right now. So hopefully we'll see that soon on the streetcars and throughout the entire city. And the other thing is, we have five streetcars. There's a fifth one that can be rented out. So if people have activities going on, if a business does, if you have a group that's having a reunion, you can rent the streetcar out for 4 hours and have it take your group around downtown. So you would also go to the website there and you could look for the information to rent the streetcar.
And Brandy, it's 3.6 miles is the total track?
Yes, 3.6 mile loop that connects the banks downtown and over the Rhine, and there are 18 stations along the route.
Okay, and how are the naming rights going for the stations? Because each one of those is going to have a specific name, right?
Yes, it's going quite well. Each of the routes will be named after a sponsor. We've had several that are already taken, and they're all on our website, so you can look there and see with all the station names. We have all of the designs going up on the stations. They're being changed over to the new Cincinnati Bell Connector images and logos, so they all have names.
Mm-hmm. What are the plans for expanding in the future, Amy? Any thoughts at this point as to making this a longer route or going east-west or anything like that?
Sure. Well, as chair of major transportation, our job the last 2 years has been to get the streetcar up and running and have it on time and on budget. So that's what we've been really solely focused on. So we'll have to see within the next year what happens. I have a hunch it will be a big part of the next campaign, as we're already hearing. So there's people that, you know, view the positive of going uptown and people that are concerned about the cost. So we'll have to wait and see. I think what we have to do is see how successful this one is.
And Brandy, advice for people who are coming down for the grand opening?
Well, I'd say make your plan for the weekend. We have listed all the activities on the website, CincinnatiBellConnector.com. You can look there and by stop. And we have over 100 bars, restaurants, art entertainment organizations who are offering deals and specials and pop-up performances. So you can plan out your whole weekend and come down at noon. The streetcars will be available to the public for riding and plan to spend the whole weekend down there. If you live in the suburbs, take advantage of one of the hotel deals, stay for the weekend, and just have fun.
Well, thanks very much, Amy and Brandy.
Thank you.
Cincinnati City Council member and chair of Council's Transportation Committee, Amy Murray, and Cincinnati Metro Southwest Ohio Regional Transit Authority Public Relations Manager, Brandy Jones. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition. Archives of our programs are available at WVXU.org. The producer for today's show was Pete Reitmeier. The assistant producer was Belinda Kai. William White composed the Cincinnati Edition theme music, and Dave Shermer was our technical director. I'm Mark Haney. Stay tuned for Here and Now, coming up next on 91.7 WVXU. In the past 3 weeks, there have been nearly 300 overdoses from heroin in the greater Cincinnati area. Addiction specialists blame the spike in overdoses on heroin that's been mixed with strong synthetic opiates, such as fentanyl and carfentanil. On the next Cincinnati edition, we'll discuss the heroin epidemic and how local law enforcement and health agencies are trying to fight the problem. That's on Cincinnati Edition, Thursday afternoon at 1 on 91.7 WVXU.